said you started thinking about this about 8 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a shock to the senses. I mean, it's really a true horror film that you don't expect.
Thank you, thank you.
And that was your intention.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, once we decided to really explore genre, I've always been a fan of this very distilled, minimalistic, almost genre like Duel by Spielberg, where without almost no dialogues and pure action, you still manage to metaphorically speak about many things. So,
I mean, the desert itself is a character in this film. And so how long was the production that you guys did?
Well, the shooting was about a little under 10 weeks. It was, you know, and it was pretty, it was a pretty hard shoot. I spent 4 years looking for the locations, but I had never done cinema before, so... And I love hiking, so I would just grab my backpack and go look for the landscapes I wanted to find. And I found these really beautiful landscapes. Then when I brought my producers, they wanted to kill me because it was like 2 hours into the desert and then you still needed to hike. There was no infrastructure. There were snakes. Man, everything. Like, shooting in the desert turned out to be a nightmare.
So those rattlesnakes were actually real?
Yeah.
Actors?
No, completely. And the thing is, at first we were going to do it by visual effect, but then the fact we had little budget, it wasn't coming out well. So I asked the actress if she would be willing to to be close to the snakes, and she did it. In retrospective, we did a lot of irresponsible things in the cierto. A lot of the times you see Jeffrey and Gael up in the cliff and stuff, it was them for real and stuff, so... In retrospective, I'm glad everything was fine because I think we were pretty responsible.
Actors that you wanted to do a film where Jeffrey is really the bad guy.
Yeah.
And he's gonna just shoot these people down. What did they say?
Well, look, I sent the script to Jeffrey because I was very interested in working with him because I wanted the villain to not be like the stereotypical horror movie villain, you know, like two-dimensional villain. I wanted him to have that human side, and Jeffrey has that good mixture between being big and tough, but also he's a warm guy, so it created an interesting juxtaposition. So I became interested in working with him, so I sent him the script, and I honestly thought, you know, Americans are not used to playing the bad guys. It's normally the other way around, so I thought he was gonna say no. I was actually more like starting to look into Australian or British actors that could do a good American accent. But you know, it's like it's the same thing, and that's why, you know, I find like sometimes generalizations can be risky, because the same way in the U.S. you have Trump, you also in the U.S. have very open-minded and very educated people. So, and Jeffrey's one of those cases. He immediately understood the themes, and he immediately understood like where we could go with the character. And what was really interesting is that even though Jeffrey has no dialogues in the movie, we ended up filming lots of scenes where he explains his backstory, which we didn't include in the movie because the movie wasn't about that. Like, the movie was more like I wanted the story to be told in the present and the actions to speak for themselves. But like, what was nice about those scenes that we shot with Jeffrey is that they really helped him connect with the vulnerability of the character and really like gave that human side that even if he has no dialogue, I feel like you do feel he has a human vulnerability.
His character, I noticed that his attachment to his dog was so intense, and his indifference to humans. So that was pretty intense.
Yeah. No, I mean, in the script, when I sent the script to my dad and Carlos, they told me, oh, you have to get rid of the dog. You have no budget. It's going to be a nightmare working with the dog. He's going to ruin you. And I thought about it, but it's because, you know, Jeffrey has no other supporting actor. The whole time he's alone in the desert. So the only way I could find that humanity in him was with the relationship with his animal.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you decided to cut those out where he actually talks about the background, because that was one of my questions. Like, I actually was left with a lot of questions. Like, okay, is this like setting up for something else? What happened? Like, how did he come to have this feeling? And then whatever happened to Gael and the girl? Like, so it was that on purpose?
Yeah, I mean, it was a mixture of two things. One, I felt like if I added those scenes, I was going to kill the drive of the movie. The movie was not there to explore the psychoanalysis behind the character. The movie was really to create that drive, that tension, that action. And, you know, so therefore there was, whenever I tried in the editing room those scenes, they killed the drive because you went into a different type of film. But also the reason I didn't want to add those scenes is because the few times I tried them, and Jeffrey and I tried very different backstories, but, you know, there's no backstory you can give the character of Jeffrey, no matter how horrible whatever happened to him was, that would justify his actions. You know, I think that there's just some actions that are not debatable. When you start debating whether you should be allowed or not to kill humans coming into a, like, a con, like, I think that that's when, when things get dangerous.
Well, I think part of it is that we're so accustomed to seeing things that are has like a finish in a way, you know. And I mean, so for me, I felt like I needed to finish this myself.
Yeah, exactly, because that was the idea. And I mean, I did want to give certain clues because I do have my own take on the thing, you know. Like, the only thing to me was important that came across from Jeffrey is that he was a character in a vulnerable situation, in a situation where society has also marginalized him, you know? Like, I think, because I do believe that that's the sector of society that when, you know, you're in that vulnerable position, you've been marginalized, and you start being bombarded by politicians, throwing all this hatred towards migrants, media outlets, throwing all this hatred, sooner or later, someone in that vulnerable position is going to grab the rifle and pull the trigger, you know?
You can kind of, you notice that tension when you met the officer too, and you know, and it was the both white people and the tension between them too.
Yeah, and the officer was important for me because I did want to leave clear that I don't, it's not a movie about good Mexican, evil American. I mean, you have the Border Patrol who clearly is not agreeing with Jeffrey's position, and that's something why for me it was important that this movie had almost no dialogues, because I do believe it's not an issue that's specific to Mexico and the U.S. It's very universal. I mean, when I showed this movie in France and London, they all want to, like, for them it's all very easy to point fingers to the U.S. and say, oh yeah, Americans, but the same rhetoric is in England and France. Like, this hatred towards foreigners and migrants is very universal, sadly.
Okay.
You were talking about Gael, and I think Gael is really wonderful in this piece. And so you said that he, because of him working with documentaries and things about immigration, he was perfect for this role.
Yeah, I mean, for two reasons. One, obviously, as once he became attached as a creative collaborator, all the research I had done ended up being nothing compared to all the research Gael was able to, like, point me towards, because he's really an expert on the subject matter. But also, you know, because, like, a good actor, before preparing for a role, tends to, like, you know, if you're going to do the role of a policeman, if you're going to do it well, you go, like, 6 months to study in police academy and that kind of stuff. So I knew Gael had already done that research. So so even if he was lazy and he didn't want to prepare for the film, he had already prepared.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you so much.
Yes, yes.